1320 WILS. Look, sales is tough any way you cut it. But nowadays, with technology, you need to really take a whole different approach if you want to be successful. My next two guests know all about it. Tim Brown and Dan Streeter, authors of the new book, Old School with New Tools, the extra 5% that takes you to the top of your sales game and keeps you there. Tim and Dan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks Michael, for having us. Yeah. Thank you so much
for having us on. Yeah, how'd the two of you meet?
That is a great question. When when I wrote my first book, Dan and I were introduced, and Dan has been a lifelong educator and curriculum designer and delivery specialist, and we were brought together and immediately just hit it off. Uh-huh. And we decided we wanted to write a book together.
Yes. Well, just like that, huh? And Tim, what's your background in sales and so on?
I spent the first 10 years working in the high-tech industry for a company, American Power Conversion, another one, Newbridge Networks, and then Cisco Systems. Uh-huh. And then after that, the next 10 years, I started up a broadcasting company, and we grew that to 17 radio stations here in Colorado, and a printing company, an event company, and also a sponsorship marketing agency.
Oh, really?
So
oh,
did a lot of sales in that.
So you're still in the radio business now?
I'm not.
You left it.
Yeah, I sold. I had mostly small market radio stations up in the ski resort area, and I sold all of those at the end of 2012.
Okay. Good time to sell radio stations?
No.
No, it was not.
So better than 2009.
Goes. Yeah. Hey, so like, I'm curious, the old school with new tools, so this is directed at who exactly?
Well, when you think about it, we're kind of at an interesting point in time right now because you have the largest workforce ever, which is the millennial generation. And they have come up with all of these new digital tools, and they're second nature by many in many respects. And you still have the baby boomers that are in the business world who are starting to retire. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Gen Xers, which are kind of in between in terms of the old school side of it. And really with the book, what we wanted to do is to say, if you want to be a sales professional that operates at the most optimal level possible, it's really a combination of both where you bring in the consultative sales methodologies that have been with us forever that really set the groundwork for good, you know, always be serving kind of a mindset. And if you have that as really your grounding, you then add the 21st century tools on top of that, and it's unbeatable.
Dan, tell me this then. What kind of tools are we talking about?
What we're primarily talking about are things like apps that you have on your phone. So the prime example of that, your cell phone is the most powerful sales tool that has ever been devised. And so most of us only use typically two apps in order to on our cell phones, whereas we have about 44 or so apps that are available on our phones that we use on a regular basis, like everything from Candy Crush and Angry Birds and all that.
Yeah, what apps do you think are being underutilized? What do you recommend?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the first and primary one that people have got to have on their phone is LinkedIn. And most people do not have that particular app, but it is the function and the way that business is done. And if you're not utilizing LinkedIn in a way that that's really allowing you to be able to develop your sphere of influence, you are totally missing the boat.
As in you're not networking at all? Go ahead, huh?
So I think that in terms of the networking piece, I think that it certainly helps to be able to build that, but it really is a great way to be able to act as a resource broker. It's a great way to stay in contact with your connections. It's a great way to demonstrate your expertise. It really is one of the primary functions of the way that the business is done is through LinkedIn.
Tim, what about Facebook, things like that? Is that helpful?
I think it depends on what type of business you're in. In terms of Facebook, I think of Facebook as being a great tool for more retail-driven products. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to Dan's point with LinkedIn, 96% of the people that are using LinkedIn today are using it more as a place for their contact information and for how to get a hold of them and see what their experience is. 4 to 5% are actually using it to show expertise in their industry by publishing content via Pulse or SlideShare or things like that. And so I think you can do the same thing with Facebook as well. It really just depends on what type of business you're in and what kind of clientele you have. But, you know, ultimately social media is a piece of of what's going to make you successful. You know, another underused app on our phone, believe it or not, is iBooks. And I can explain, if we have time, more about that.
Okay, let's bookmark that. By the way, I'm talking to Tim Brown, Dan Streeter, authors of the new book, Old School with New Tools. And in the book, you say you should never ask a why question when selling. Why is that?
If I were to ask you a question that starts with that.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that goes to your head if I say, why did you make that decision?
Yeah, you're trying to figure out my motives. You're trying to get into my head.
People immediately get defensive and they start to shut down. And if you really want to get at the heart of the what's really driving somebody to want to make a change, you have to ask questions that are going to go deeper than that. That's why you're asking what-based questions, how, when. You're doing conceptualizing type questions. And anytime you use a why question, it really makes it feel to the person who's receiving that question like you're speaking down to them. You know, it's the same thing with think about parents and children for a minute. If a parent says to their child, you know, why did you do that? You know, typically that's
people get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. And you see that in terms of businesses. If you go in and say, why did you make that decision? Instead of saying, what would it look like if your company were performing as optimally as possible? When was the last time you felt that was happening? If you had a magic wand and you could change anything right now, what would it be? Those are the types of questions that you want to ask where you're going to really draw out meaningful answers.
You know, in the book, all kinds of information. One of your chapters there, Press the Flesh. What is it you want to share? What is it you're talking about when it comes to really dealing face-to-face with people?
Well, I think the point there with Press the Flesh is that you can't hide behind a computer screen all the time, and that you have a mindset, and this is where, again, why we wanted to blend, that you needed two different schools of thought brought together as one. You know, our book is really about the mastery of all the small details. That's that extra 5% that gives you the difference between good and great. Mm-hmm. And when you're out and about and you're actually in front of somebody and you're eating breakfast or lunch with them or whatever, or sitting across a conference table, they can look into your eyes. They can see the way that you handle yourself. And it's that human element of selling that really can develop rapport. And
so do you give advice on how to behave in person and kind of cues to give off, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we do. But, you know, one of the things, you know, that we talk about in terms of being in person are a lot of the things that often get overlooked. You know, why it's important to be on time to a meeting, why it's important to not wear a lapel pin that can be polarizing in a meeting, right? Because there are things that you're constantly communicating. The whole premise of the book is, rule number one of sales is, you know, people buy from people they like and trust. And whether we realize it or not, we're either building trust or we're losing trust at all times. And many times it's through things we're not even aware of. You know, it's something as simple as wearing a lapel pin that may turn someone off and all of a sudden associate you with something that you really didn't think you would be associated with will impact somebody's buying decision. And so we get into things like that. And we also get into, what are the incredible tech tools right now that can really take you to an A-game?
Take it to the next level. Just flipping through the books, page 68, you quote Yoda, where he says, if you choose the quick and easy path, you'll become an agent of evil. What does that mean?
One of the points that Dan and I are really trying hard to drive home and to our readers is that you don't want this always be closing mindset where you approach sales in a transactional mindset. That is what has given the profession of selling a bad name. When you come at things with more of a consultative sales mindset, you're really being solution driven about what it is that you ultimately help your client to achieve, right? And that's the point we're trying to drive from that is, we want people to build a lifetime of annuities here. And you do that by showing up powerfully in that relationship with your customers by really serving them with what's in their best interest and being authentic about it.
One last thing, because in the title of your book, of course, by the way, the book is titled Old School with New Tools, the extra 5% that takes you to the top of your sales game and keeps you there. Now, the 5%, what is that exactly?
Well, if you think in karate, the difference between going to the board or through the board, believe it or not, is only 5% more power. And the mastery of the small things collectively done mm-hmm. will give you that 5% in a selling environment. And so you see this all the time in books like that are essentially espousing how you go from being good to being great or from ordinary to extraordinary. And it's the mastery of all the small things done in repetition. It's getting the reps in, but doing them the right way. And that was really the point, is when Dan and I wrote the book, we didn't want to come at people with a bunch of platitudes that they couldn't understand and then begin to use mm-hmm. and begin to see their sales change for them. We wanted it to be really easy to understand. And that's why that book has 250 very specific things that you can do that are all very easy to understand and to utilize.
Each tip is brief and right to the point, really highly educational if you're in sales or not. The book, Old School with New Tools, the extra 5% that takes you to the top of your sales game and keeps you there. Tim Brown, Dan Streeter, thank you very much, both of you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Yep. This is awesome.